There's none righteous, no, not one, for that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, because of that sin, there's a penalty that God requires because God is holy. He cannot abide with us because of his holiness and our sinfulness. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. There's a penalty that God requires. But in that same verse, in Romans 6:23, it says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Do you notice that word gift? You don't earn a gift. If you had to earn it, it would no longer be a gift. And God backs that up over in Ephesians 2:8 and 9. It says, for by grace are you saved through faith. What is grace? You've heard the song Amazing Grace. Noah Webster defines grace as the unmerited favor of God. We don't have it coming to us. It's who God is. It's God's goodness, and his goodness is all wrapped up in himself, and it's God's favor toward us. And on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. That means it's in your direction. God's love is in your direction. For God so loved the world, that's his motive, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's you or that's me, that's anybody, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. My, isn't that something? God's free gift to mankind. Now you go look over at Romans. You know, I always had it in my head when I was a boy. I was pretty much of a rascal. Somebody yelled out, you still are a preacher. Anyway, I was pretty much of a rascal, and I always thought I'm going to wait till I'm older to get saved because I'm just not that churchy, religious guy. I'm still not. I'm not that churchy guy. But until I read Romans 5:8, and in Romans 5:8, it says, but God commendeth his love toward us. There's that word toward again, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. But God commendeth his love toward us. That means it's in our direction. God's love is available to you. It was available to me. God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners. I looked at that verse again. You know, that verse just said that God will accept you for salvation just exactly like you are. Wow, what's that all about? God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners. I thought, man, you mean I can get in with everything I've done, with all the baggage that I brought to the cross? Sure you can. Sure you can. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We all bring baggage to the cross. God loves us enough to do that when it comes to salvation. And because he also loved us enough not to leave us there. After we trust him, he brings us along. The perfecting of the saints, that daily growth. My, what a thing to know that God will accept you just exactly like you are for salvation. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Say, well, I don't know about that. I think a man's got to live it. How about that thief on the cross that died next to Christ? Did he live it? He hadn't done a good thing in his life. He just said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. He didn't. Didn't do any good works. He hadn't done anything good. Didn't get baptized. What's that all about? The Lord said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Man, I thought, boy, if that's only true. If that's only true. Then you look at Romans 10:9-10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. It's got to be from the heart. Can't just be, as my mama used to say, from the teeth out. It's got to be from the heart. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Notice it didn't say you might be. It didn't say if you believe from the heart, maybe there's a good chance. It don't say that. Don't say, perhaps you'll be saved. It said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, here's the thing. Here's what I anchor to, the fact that God is holy. God cannot lie. The Bible says by two immutable things, and one of those is that it is impossible for God to lie. He can't lie. If he could lie to me, he wouldn't be holy anymore. But the Bible says God is faithful and cannot deny himself. He can't not do what he says he's going to do. If God says, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You've got God's word on it, who can't lie. Man, I anchor in that. There's a lot of folks today that lie to you. This world is full of a lot of things that just aren't so. But God cannot lie. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you know you're a sinner? You understand that? Just told you, the Bible says we are none righteous, no, not one. You believe Jesus Christ is who he said he was. He that cometh to God must believe that he is. Do you believe he is who he said he was? Do you believe that he died for your sins according to the scriptures and was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures, like the Bible says? Well, then there's one thing left. It says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever. Now, who's that? Whosoever, that's you or that's me or that's anybody. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's that word shall be. Well, again, what a wonderful thing to know that God has promised eternal life. He said in John 5:24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. Another place it says in John 6:28, in effect, what a question to ask. The disciples said, Master, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? What do we have to do to work the works of God? That's a good question. And Jesus answered and said, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. Didn't say anything about your good works. Didn't say anything about your church attendance. Didn't say anything about joining this or joining that. Says this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Paul said, I fear lest any corrupt you from the simplicity that is in Christ. Everyone stand up this morning. If you would, bow your heads with me. If you understand what we just went through, that's God's plan of salvation. It's his way of getting to heaven. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saves us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Remember the verse where it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bow your heads with me if you're here this morning and that word of God touched your heart. Pray with me from the heart, would you? And pray like this. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you now the best way I know how. I know I'm a mess. I know I'm a sinner. I'm sorry for my sins. And Lord, I'm asking you the best way I know how to have mercy on me, a sinner. I now receive you as my personal Savior. And all this I ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. If you prayed that prayer and you prayed that prayer from the heart, go tell somebody before the day's over. Go tell somebody that you asked Jesus Christ to save your soul. Maybe the Sunday school teacher, maybe that aunt or mama or daddy who prayed for you all these years. Won't you get closure on it? Let them know that you trusted Christ and that you're going to heaven based upon what Christ did and not what you've done. Won't you do that today before the day's over? All hearts and minds clear. The altar's open. Maybe there's a burden on your heart. Maybe you'd like a step out for a public profession of faith. Whatever God burdens your heart with, as we sing, Jeff, what faith?